I'm Jared Nickens. I'm here today to give a speech on online dating, how it works, what is it, the pros and cons of it, the truths about it, and some tips to be successful. First, I would just like to start by saying online dating is the practice of finding a sexual romantic partner or relationship through an online database. First off, when it comes to online dating, you'll be dealing with matching, communication, and access. And those are three keys that really play a role in online dating for the most part and how it's done. The pros of matching, it provides a variety of personalities, and that's good for those who don't know exactly what they want. There's a wider range of people that they could search through and get to, like, pick and choose people they want to talk to or get to know better. And that's just real positive, especially for people, like I said before, who just don't know what they want. Or for those who do know what they want, there's many options of certain people that they like. Like, there may be more than one kind of person that have similar personalities that they may want to choose from. The cons of that is just, it tends to be a difficult process. Some people just don't want to go through it. That's my opinion. I didn't really do much research on this part, which I should have done, but yeah, like it just says it's a difficult process. Secondly, communication. That plays a huge role in online dating. It just provides an opportunity to get to know someone better. And the cons of communication, information and certain vibes may be lacking. So suppose as meeting someone out or wherever you are, wherever you may be, you meet someone, you talk to them. Body language plays a huge role in the communication. You could read and like give off certain vibes that people could pick up or you could pick up from whoever you're talking to. When it comes to online dating, speaking through messages or instant messaging or however that website may be set up, certain vibes may be lacking because it's not face-to-face contact. But after that, there's the access portion of it. It's just the opportunity to find a partner. That's really what it is. It ties back into matching and just the whole gist of online dating in general. The cons of the access part, though, is just that it tends to get overwhelming. People may, like, you know what I'm saying, after time and time again, they may not be successful. And that can, like, take toll on a person because it's just, like, you just start thinking negative thoughts. I mean, self-esteem may drop, stuff like that, and that's not what you want to have happen. So with that, tips to online dating, tips to being successful. Making a move is a big tip. Most online dating users are most successful when they make a move by sending a personal message to whomever they want to send it to. And from my opinion, I mean, online dating is probably nothing but personal messages. I'm pretty sure there's group messages, but I think like a personal message will show more interest. Whoever you're sending to may feel better about themselves or may be interested in you because it's just a message sent to them and not a whole bunch of other people. Another tip is that it's important to have a first good message. Your first message you send out is like the first impression when you meet somebody in person. You know, you don't want to come off too strong, too weak. And with that, you have to understand the do's and don'ts of online dating. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying, come off just asking for sex right away. That may turn someone off. You don't want to be too shy because that may turn someone off. But in the same time, certain things might turn people on. So you just want to make sure you give a good first impression. Don't overdo it. That's my opinion. So, yeah. And then another tip to be successful is just have an interesting bio, your biography on your profile. It's okay to juice yourself up a little bit, you know, make it seem, you know what I'm saying, don't take it overboard, but make it interesting to a point where if people are going to read it, they'd be like, they might seem like, oh, they may want to talk to you, you know, just make it interesting to that, to a certain degree where people may actually want to send you a message. So you won't always have to make the first move. Also, when it comes to online dating, you have to be ready to face a couple facts, such as people lie, disappointments will happen, and there's a hyper-personal effect. So people will lie about little things such as their age, you know, they may lie about their ethnicity, little things like that, which may actually affect the relationship moving forward when you actually find out. Disappointments happen often. Everything will not go your way. You just have to stay positive and just keep trying the next one. And the hyper-personal effect, it allows people to hide certain flaws, which ties back into the communication part where vibes and information may be lacking that you won't see face-to-face. So, yeah, That's really it for my portion of online dating. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.